Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message.
We're back again at the Patty Valenzuela podcast, and this week it's not just me and Patty Valenzuela, it is George Mondelongo, one of the pastors at Ignite Movement with us. And if you weren't with us this last week, that we heard a message about vision. It was taught out of 1 Kings and with the prophet Elijah. So before we go any further, I just want to share a little bit what God did for me. He affirmed me so much during that message. I could hear the voice of God the entire time just speaking life over me. And then he was just showing me like the whole process that like I had to go through to get up to this point in my life, you know. And the main thing that it was ministering to me was career-wise. In this last 2 years or so, I've been going to school, and I just finished up. But the tail end of last year, God told me, you're going to have this job by the end of 2018. And I remember where he told me, and I remember how deep it felt. And I was like, man, that was crazy. And I would, you know, look at the situations and circumstances, and I was like, I don't know if this is going to happen. This just doesn't seem right. I don't know if that's ever happened to you guys, but that's happened to me plenty of times. And, you know, sure enough, I'm going through the process right now. It looks like it's definitely going to happen. It looks like it's almost certain. And at that time, I didn't believe him. But that's what God did for me during this message on Sunday. But what was the title of the message, if you were to give it one?
I'm so excited. So just thank you for tuning in. And just keep sending all your awesome testimonies and, you know, what God's doing through these podcasts. So I'm excited to share, because I feel that the body of Christ, just, or anybody for that matter, just really needs to be, you know, lifted up and encouraged. And so I preached out of 1 Kings chapter 18.
Right.
And I talked about Elijah and how he was such a visionary. He was a prophet. And I kind of just broke down the entire message and just the verses, you know, and key points out of 1 Kings chapter 18. And here we have this guy named Elijah, who is just an incredible prophet, you know, and he could see things that perhaps other people couldn't see.
Right.
And the story goes on to say how the children of Israel, they were undecisive. They didn't really quite know the God, the Almighty God, the God of Elijah. They just hadn't really decided to serve that God. And so they were in the middle. Mind you, there was a drought in the land. It was dry. People needed a breakthrough. It was a time where there was famine. There was a drought. It was really a very difficult time for the people. And so Elijah leads up to this, you know, breakthrough, if you will, that the people started to have. And so the Bible says that he gathered the children of Israel. And he basically had a worship service. Yeah. They bring a sacrifice, and he gathers the prophets of Baal, and he just has a worship service because he's going to settle it right there. You know, is God Almighty the real God, or is Baal the God? Mm-hmm. They were indecisive. And so I said in the message that you can't break famines and you can't break droughts in your life while we're undecisive. You know, we have to be a people that decide. If we're going to serve God, we need to decide to serve God. If we're going to, you know, be committed, we need to decide to be committed. If we're going to finish the course and the race that's in front of us, we have to decide. And we all face droughts. George, I'm sure you face droughts and famines. You know, we've been depleted of, perhaps, you know, there's famines of love. You know, there's all kinds of droughts in our lives that we just haven't seen the breakthrough. And so the reason why Elijah does this is because he's leading up to this great miracle and this great breakthrough. He wants to break the drought. And so he the Bible goes on to say that, you know, he almost not kind of mocks, if you will, the prophets of Baal. And he says, okay, if really Baal's your God, then let him show up now.
Yeah.
And so he gets tired of waiting because Baal, of course, never shows up. And so he kind of mocks him, if you will, and he says, okay, where's your God? You know, where's Baal? Is he asleep? You know, maybe he's tired. And so he gets tired of it. So he comes before the altar. It's so incredible, the God that we serve. What a mighty God that we serve. The Bible says that he goes and he brings the sacrifice. And normally, you know, the fire consumes the water, you know. And in this case, it was so incredible how, you know, he throws rocks and he throws and he digs ditches. And, you know, he has this incredible worship service and God showed up. The Bible says that the fire consumed, you know, the water. Usually we use water to turn off the fire, yeah. You know, but the God that we serve is so mighty. He's like, I'm going to prove myself.
Yeah.
And so he did. He showed up by fire. And the Bible says that God brought fire from heaven. And we know the story. It goes on to say that he sends his servant up to Mount Carmel. When he sends him up to Mount Carmel, he tells his servant, and he gets in this position, if you will, Elijah does. And it's like in a praying position, like almost he's just about to give birth, you know. And it's like his ears on, picture this, he's on, it's like his ears are covered by the side of his knees, if you will. So he tells his servant, go out and check for the rain. I'm going to stay here and I'm going to pray. So Elijah starts to pray for rain. And he sends the servant out and he tells him, what do you see? And the servant comes back with a bad report. And he says, I don't see anything. And this happens seven times. You know, we've all been there. You know, what do you see? I prayed. You know, at the beginning of the year, you know, everybody does this fast and we prayed and we're just like, you know, in hopes that that right after the fast.
This is my year.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, truth be told, like, I'll be honest. There were years where I thought, this is it, you know, and it didn't come.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just being real. You know, and you're waiting for this breakthrough to come and it just didn't come. And, you know, the disappointments of life. But he's a faithful God. And so, you know, the story goes on to say that the seventh time he comes back and he tells him, what do you see? And the servant comes back and he says, I see a cloud the size of a man's hand. And if you study it, really, the Bible says that Elijah, this is just, I love Elijah. He's such a seer. And he says, go tell Ahab to go and gather his chariots and get ready because the abundant rain is coming.
That's a pretty big move for, you know, really a small sign like get all the chariots ready because you see a tiny speck in the sky.
I mean, George, have you ever been there? You know, you just see a little blessing, little hope.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, you, I mean, I think it's one of those where that moment you kind of look at it and you're like, really, is this going to happen? You know, but you kind of believe that it's going to happen, you know?
And the response of Elijah just, I mean, that's just incredible. He says, gather the chariots, tell Ahab, and the Bible says that he takes off running. What if man of faith? I mean, most of us would have been like, you know, it might be a little sprinkle, you know, it's just, you know, seeing it from the earth, looking up the size of a man's hand, a cloud. Listen, it's just really small, but he's such a faithful God and he's such a good God that the abundant rain did come. And so I'd like to say it this way. And so the preacher went on to say that, you know, we have an internal vision and I believe that our victories first have to come internally. We do have spiritual eyes. You know, that's what faith is. Hebrews 11:1 says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that we don't see. And so we can't see it with our physical eyes. Oftentimes we don't see the manifestation of what you're praying for. Maybe you're praying for a loved one to come to Christ. Maybe you're praying for a career. Maybe you're praying for, you know, whatever it is, a healing, and you haven't seen it manifested, but that's when you have faith. And so Elijah must have had such an internal voice of God that spoke to him. And it was so clear as day. It was like, I just know that God said that it's going to rain, period.
Yeah.
End of discussion.
Yeah.
I don't have time to argue with you, enemy. It's the end of a discussion. You know, oftentimes we sit there and we argue with the enemy. Yeah. Don't argue with the enemy.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, exactly. It's just, it's a win-win with God. Yeah. You know, if he says it, he's a faithful father that will do it. And so I know, George, maybe you've can, you know, vouch for it and by example of some of the things that you've walked out that you just have to hold on to the word of God.
Yeah, definitely. And Pastor, like you're saying, I think many times we get to the point where we have to, like you were saying in your message, we have to first see it on the inside.
Yes.
You know, we got to see it for our family. You know, we got to see it for a career.
Yes.
We got to see it before we can actually arrive to it in the physical form. And I guess I could say this on a personal level. you know, I come from a broken family. I come from a family where, you know, where my dad was an alcoholic. Mm. You know, my father was an alcoholic. Mm. You know, I'll say it, you know, I have a brother that is doing, you know, some prison time.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think before, you know, I was headed that way. You know, if I follow that family pattern, I was headed that way.
Wow.
But when I came to the feet of Christ, you know, and getting the word inside of me,
yeah.
You know, his word, you know, I was able to see a vision. How, the way Jesus saw my life,
yeah.
For myself, for my family, for my career, for my ministry, for everything, I had to first, you know, once he shared it with me,
yeah.
I had to just take it inside of me and say, man, this is God, this is what you have for me.
Yeah.
And I had to just grab it and say, man, this is where I'm going.
Yeah.
You know, because I, you know, left and right, I saw my family. I saw how, you know, everything was broken apart.
Wow.
But then when I followed and I saw what God had for me, for my family, for my vision, for my purpose,
yeah.
You know, I just grabbed onto that. You know, and I think it's kind of like in your preaching, you know, he just, you know, he first saw it on the inside. He knew what he had heard.
Yeah.
And he just believed it.
Yeah.
You know, he just believed that word. And I think that's what, you know, in my life, that's what I believe.
And the voices that are so, you know, there's just so many voices in our world. There are so many voices that are just screaming at us. If it's not the voice of the enemy that's saying, you'll never, you can't, it's impossible. Too many mountains that you've got to climb, too much opposition.
Yeah.
You know, your family, as you said, George, never made it. So you're never going to make it. The voices.
Yeah.
I'm sure, David, you've had voices that are screaming at you constantly.
Yeah.
You know, the voice of the enemy that tells you that it's too difficult, that nobody's been able to do it, that you don't have what it takes, that you are defeated. You know, and it's the constant bombarding of all these voices that Elijah didn't listen to that. He could have easily listened to the critics of the people that said, this guy's crazy, you know? But see, all these miracles led up to it because he had seen the God, the glorious God, the God that manifests. Yeah. And as he said, something so important, because never in my life have I ever seen God manifested in the physical before I actually saw it in the spiritual. It always happens in my life. I've never won a victory. I've never won a battle, if you will. Never. I have never won a battle without first having the victory internally.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's where we have to shut our ears. And I think of Elijah. Elijah must have had if the Bible describes how he was sitting praying, it almost looks like if he's just about to give birth.
Yeah.
You know, and he had his ears shut. I'm thinking he's saying, the only voice I'm going to hear is the voice of the servant. What did you see? What did you see? What did you see? But the report was like, nothing, nothing. Yeah. He didn't quit there. How many people quit because they don't see it?
Yeah.
Because they prayed it and it didn't happen. How many people really just sit there and just go, you know, this God stuff's not working?
Right.
No, he does. Yeah. He's faithful.
Yeah. And it's, as you're saying that, Pastor, it's kind of like the word of God says in James, you know, he says, resist the devil and he will flee.
Yeah.
I think many times that resisting part, I think that's the part where people end up falling away. You know, it becomes too much. And instead of them resisting, because you see, when you think of the word resist, you think of the word where, you know, you're going to have to push. You know, you're going to have to stay there. You're going to have to fight.
That's very good, because it's not like you're just standing around, you know, wondering, is the rain going to come? I'll just stand around. It's going to happen by osmosis. No, mm-hmm. Elijah had to do some work.
Exactly. So as you're saying that, I mean, it's just resisting. And in that time, I think that's when we have to just stand strong and resist it, because after that, we get the promise where it says, resist the devil and he will flee.
Yes.
So in other words, if we stand strong, and even though it's hard and you're getting, you know, you're getting the bombardment, you know, you're getting the problems, you're getting all that, but if you resist the devil, eventually he will flee. Mm. That means that at that moment, you know, you're going to see your breakthrough. You're going to see your promise. You're going to see your blessing. Mm.
That's so true. And you know, I think staying the course and really holding on to what God said.
Yes.
You know, because oftentimes we're just like, well, you know, it's not manifesting. It's not happening. But that's faith. Faith is, you know, requires us to see. I love what Romans chapter 4, verse 17 says. Call things that be not as though they already are. That's faith.
Yeah.
You have to call it. Yeah. You know, what does God say? And then John tells us that God, Jesus knows our voice. We know the voice of the Father. Mm. And what has God spoken to you? What are some of the things, dreams that you have? I just sat this week with a couple of girls, and it was incredible time that I had with these incredible girls. They have had these dreams on the inside of them. And, you know, these girls were sharing with me, and we sat on a couch, and they were sharing, they were just dreaming. And I had spoken to one of them about a year ago, and she had such a dream to just open up a, you know, like a team moms and, you know, for mothers that don't have shelter, you know, it's like a shelter, a place of refuge, if you will. And the other woman was saying she wanted to open up for trafficking, you know, for human trafficking. And that's always been her dream. And so I said, write the vision down. And she wrote it. And I said, don't come to me until you write everything down. She wrote it last year, and I pushed her for it. I said, no, you write the vision down. What did God put in you? Listen, that dream, it was so big. It was bigger than her. She would look at me and she would say, I don't have the money. And I said, that means that it's a God. It's a God dream. Yeah. Because things that are impossible, the Bible says, with man, they are possible with God. Mm-hmm. And so usually when he's put something inside of us, it's bigger than us. Mm-hmm. It's bigger than our checkbooks.
Yeah. Definitely.
It's bigger than our own abilities. Yeah. And that's him glorifying himself through us to say, hey, I'm going to use you just as a vessel. Yeah. You're not going to get the glory. You're just the instrument that I'm going to use to bring forth the rain, to bring forth and stop a famine, or to bring forth and stop, you know, a drought. And so this girl wrote it down. Listen to me. She has been connected. We said, I nearly just ran. I mean, I was so excited for her because she wrote the vision down. She's got everything. God has connected her with so many people that they're telling her that they're going to give her a building. Wow. I mean, all these things are coming to place in her life. And I said, see, she says, oh, she was so excited. And I said, that was God. What if you would have quit on your dream? What if you would have just quit short of believing God for what he put? Maybe you're listening and you've had some dreams. I want to awaken your dream. Maybe you thought I was called to open up that business, and maybe somewhere along the way you just fell by the wayside. That dream just maybe aborted. Maybe that dream you just said, you know, it's not going to happen. Perhaps you failed at something. It's so easy to let failure in you. You're not a failure. You may have failed, but you are not a failure. I believe that we are, as human beings, we are able to accomplish everything that God has called us to accomplish in this lifetime. There is nothing impossible to our God. And if God spoke a word to you, he's got to make sure that it's fulfilled. He will equip us. He will give us the means. He will connect us with the right people. You'll be at the right place at the right time, you know, and that's the kind of God that we serve. You know, perhaps you're listening, you just had this dream, and you say, will it ever come to pass? Pick up the dream again. Yes. Believe again. Pray again. And of course, as you were saying, George, we got to fight. Yes. And we got to press through that stuff. We're just not going to sit there. It's not going to come by osmosis just because, you know, we can't sit and watch TV, you know, 8 hours a day and expect this dream to happen. There's work. Yes. It, you know, success is intentional. We have to do something to succeed. Yes. And so I love Elijah because he saw the abundance of rain. And I believe that we are living in times where there is an enemy. We are fighting an enemy, and the enemy will love it more. He would love it if we all just quit. You know, and so I just want to encourage everybody, don't quit. Now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to write your vision. I challenge you, write the vision. I mean, even just the simplest things. When I wanted a house, and I remember I just drew it, and I drew my dream home. I drew it on paper. I didn't have an architect. I'm not an architect, but I knew what I wanted. Yes. I knew the square footage I wanted. I wrote it down, and he's the God that will give you the desires of your heart. And so if you're listening, write your business down. What is your business strategy? Write it down. He will fulfill it. Maybe it's a ministry. Maybe you saw yourself. I mean, there's times where I'm like, no joke, I will be ministering or I'll be preaching, and I feel like I'm in another place. And it's happened to me years ago, like wherever we started, small beginnings. Mm-hmm. And then you can almost, like, you're somewhere else. And you always arrive first in the spirit before you actually see it manifest. So our internal eyes have to be very clear. We really have to be able to see things clearly internally. And that requires you to have a strong relationship with God. Because if not, then the voice is your own voice that's telling you, you were born on the other side of the tracks.
Yes.
You will never look at you. You're defeated. You can't. Look at where you're at. You still haven't gotten there. You're still not married. You still don't have children. Mm. You still haven't gotten pregnant. You still this, that, and the other. That's the voice of the enemy.
Yes. Yeah.
But if you can hold on to the voice of your God, what is God saying to you? The voice of God is going to encourage you. The voice of the enemy is going to bring fear and defeat and failure.
Yes.
You know, George, share with them a little bit. I mean, I don't know, maybe you've been going through situations, even in your own workplace and whatnot. How do you overcame it? How do you overcome doubt, fears, all that, and believe God? And how do you see visually or internally? You know, how do you see clear?
And I think from that, Pastor, it's just knowing what God has for me.
Yeah.
Just knowing that He's like I picture it as a like my heavenly, like my my earthly father.
Yeah.
You know, my earthly father. If he let's say he had 30 acres and of land and had a bunch of deeds and, you know, and I had, you know, a lot of inheritance that he was going to leave me. All I had to do was just go pick it up, pick up that deed, pick up that piece of paper, and it was mine. And I think what with God, we have to do the same thing, knowing that he's a father that, you know, he already has that inheritance for you. He already gave it to me.
Yeah.
You know, he already wrote out, like you were saying, he already wrote out that story. He already wrote out the plan for me.
Yes.
And it's its perfect plan. You see, the Bible says that he knows, I mean, everything in our lives, you know, from the hair that we have, every single, you know, follicle, he already knows it.
Yeah.
So he already wrote everything within our lives. And, you know, and I think, you know, as I've gone through struggles in my life, I was sharing earlier, Pastor, that with you that, you know, about 3-4 weeks ago, I received a notice from my workplace that perhaps I wasn't going to have a job anymore.
Wow.
And, you know, at that moment, automatically, I could have just, you know, within my physical and, you know, here in the physical realm, I could have just been scared and said, how am I going to do it?
Yeah.
You know, I have a family to support. I have a job, you know, I have my family, I have everything, you know, but, you know, within that moment, I said, no, you know, I can't listen to that voice. This is a person, this is a human that's telling me that you're not going to have a job, but you see, God ordained everything for me already. So of course I'm going to have a job. So at that moment, I decided not to hear to that, not to listen to that voice. And I actually stood ground. I didn't even worry about it.
Wow.
I put it aside. I said, you know what? I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to be there thinking, what if, what is this? I'm not going to let it interrupt my sleep.
That's right.
I'm not going to let it take my peace away.
So you held on to the word of God.
I held on to the word of God.
And you shut every voice out.
Completely every voice, because it was really easy to hear that voice. It was really easy to panic.
Yeah.
It was really easy to panic and say, well, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
You see, but I listened just to the voice of God, knowing that there's promises that he has for my life.
That's good.
Knowing that my job is you know, it's I don't live by the institution, by the economics of this world.
Yeah.
You know, I live by the economics of God.
He's Jehovah Jireh, our provider.
He's our provider. So I, at that moment, I said, I'm not going to worry about it. And sure enough, within, you know, this past week, you know, today, you know, I was already confirmed and I already have my spot for next year.
Come on.
You know, so there's nothing to worry about. And I didn't. I could have worried. I could have had sleepless nights. I could have been there not, you know, worrying and thinking.
And we've done that, I'm sure, everybody.
Tossing and turning, but I didn't. I just said, God, you know, it's in your hands.
And I think that's part of our maturity, that we begin to really trust God. And as you walk with God, you begin to trust him. And then you have history with God. See, Elijah had history with God. Mm. He didn't just, you know, come out of the blue, go up to Mount Carmel, send his servant and tell him, you know, tell me what you see. Mm. No, he had history with God. It led up to that miracle.
Mm-hmm.
He understood that he was the God that does always manifest when you call on him.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have history with God, you realize he didn't bring me this far to just drop me.
Yeah, that's key.
He didn't bring me this far to just, you know, oh, let's see how you deal with that.
Yeah, let's see
how you deal with that problem. No, mm-hmm. he's the faithful God, the author and the finisher of our faith. Listen to that. He's the author and the finisher of our faith.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. And so I think when the voices start to come, and we feel, because I think everybody has felt defeated at times.
Yeah.
Or you're in the middle of an attack and it's fierce and you think there's just no way I have. But you do. You know, God's given us an incredible ability to overcome.
Yes.
You know, we just, and so I think when you understand the voice of God and you understand what it brings. It brings peace. It brings joy. It brings, you know, it doesn't bring confusion. It doesn't bring fear. And I think just holding on, like you say, the engrafted word of God, the word has to be engrafted in us.
Yes.
You can only, I believe, you can only use, if you will, or use it towards the enemy or against the enemy, the engrafted word of God, the word that sticks to you. It's that word that says, no, I just, you have to have a really strong tenacity and be relentless with the word of God. If you're sick in your body, you have to just go, no, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. He said it. He already paid the price for it. You know, as you've spoken before in the past of inheritance, it's like when you understand that it's not easy, but it's, you can overcome it in the presence of God. I mean, I there's countless times in my life where I've been in situations or I need a breakthrough in a situation. I need finances in a particular area. We're building here. We're building, you know, in Albuquerque, and we're building in Juarez, Mexico. And we needed funds for all those incredible, you know, expansion of the kingdom. And sometimes the dream is so much bigger than you. It's, you know, just bigger than your checkbook. But when you trust in the God that spoke it, if he spoke it, then he's responsible to pay all of that. Yes. And we've seen it time and time again. We've seen it countless times, how God heals, God delivers, God provides, and he gets the glory every single time.
Yeah.
So you build history with him. Yes. And then you realize, hey, he's the God of Elijah. He's my God.
He's going to take care of me.
Yes.
He's going to take care of me. And he's going to give me the desires of my heart. And so I think one key thing is don't be undecisive. I believe we have to just decide to believe God. Decide to believe him.
Yes.
Just decide to believe him.
Yes.
And then work on your internal vision. I think we really got to work as a people in our vision. I believe, you know, just like we go to the doctor, we can't see, we're blind, you know, we just can't see at night or whatnot. And you need glasses or, you know, to be able to read. I believe that we've got to have a really good internal checkup in our vision. What do you see? What do you see? When you close your eyes, what do you see? How do you see yourself? What's your perspective? Because we can all be looking at the same thing, but we could all be having a different perspective of it. We could say, what do you see? Well, I see, you know, success. What do you see? Well, I see failure. I see I can't. Listen, look within. The victory has to be within. The victory has to come from within. You have to see yourself a successful person. You have to see that business. See it. Write it. And believe God. Now, it has to be a God thing. It can't be out of the word of God. You know, you can't see yourself with, oh, I see myself married to that person. But they're already married. I don't think so. You know, it has to be according to the word of God. You know, and so I believe that when God speaks it, he spoke it. He said, son, be. You know, he spoke. And when he spoke that written word, it becomes flesh. And he is the word of God became flesh, Jesus. And so his word can become flesh. It can materialize, but that word's got to get in us. And once it gets in us, then we're able to see it manifest. So I just want to encourage everybody that's listening. What are you seeing lately? Check your eyesight. Go to the doctor of doctors. Have a good checkup. And if there's fear, and if you're seeing through the lens of fear, or you're seeing through the lens of doubt, or you're seeing through the lens of defeat, let the King of Kings, that beautiful, wonderful Father that we have up in heaven, let him give you an eye exam right now. Go to the Word of God.
Yeah.
And that's the lens we ought to see it through.
Yes.
The lens of what he sees. You are not a failure. You are not called to fail.
Yes.
You are called to overcome. You are more than a conqueror.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You are called to go from glory to glory, from victory to victory. And so you've got to check your eyesight.
Yes.
And once you've done that, then you need to examine. Do you need more word? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Do you need to get into the word? Listen to my podcast. go into our YouTube channel and just get the word inside of you and let it just be engrafted. Let it be soak in the word of God. Spend time with God.
Yes.
Listen to what he has to tell you. He's your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to what he has to say to you, because he does have an incredible, incredible inheritance for you. He's a God covenant. He's a covenant God. He doesn't break you know, and he won't shame us. That's what I love about our God. His name, he's like the signer. He's like the co-signer, if you will. You know, his name's on the line. Yeah. You know, if it doesn't happen, his name's on the line. I thought you said God called you to open up that church. He did. Well, his name's on the line. Yeah. And so if he spoke it, he's got to fulfill it. That's why I'm not afraid. That's why you don't fear, because his name's on the line. Just like when you co-sign, somebody co-signs for you. It's a guarantor that it's going to get paid.
Yes.
Well, that's the God Almighty. He signs it up. He says, and he's got a signature on your dream. He's got a signature on your story. He's got a signature on your life. And it's guaranteed. It's not going to fail. It's going to succeed. And he will see it through. He will see you through every storm. He will see you through every single situation. So be encouraged today.
Well, with all that said, if you're listening, we thank you so much for listening. We're going to have plenty more to come. We have plenty of things in store. We have special guests waiting for you. At some point, we're going to release them, so stay tuned for that. And leave us 5-star reviews on iTunes, on Google Play, wherever you're listening. You know, leave a comment of what God is doing in your life. And we thank you so much for listening, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining me. If you're listening through Apple Podcasts, don't forget to rate us and share with your friends and family. Leave us a comment and let us know what God has been doing in your life. Connect with me on my Instagram and Facebook, and check us out on our website, www.ignitemovement.org. Links down below. Until next time.